China has asked the ruling military regime Myanmar to resolve the conflict between the army and an ethnic Shan rebels in the north that has sent thousands of refugees across the Chinese border. The move is a rare admonishment of the Myanmar junta by longtime ally China.
In the past week alone, at least 30,000 ethnic Kokang and Shan have crossed the border to escape the ongoing conflict. Jeremy Woodrum, director of the U.S. campaign for Burma, says that as the generals seek to bring minorities under their control, they've already razed more villages than those destroyed in the Darfur conflict.
They're one of a number of ethnic minorities in Burma who have for many years controlled territory inside Burma that really the Burmese military regime has pretty much never controlled. And they don't want to submit to military rule because they know that they'll lose all autonomy and also they'll be living under an almost totalitarian military dictatorship. The Shan in particular are closely ethnic related to the Thais in Thailand. But in the areas where the attacks are taking place, there's a lot of Kokang Chinese. The regime has destroyed as many villages as have been destroyed in the Darfur region of Sudan, just to sort of put it in context and give you an idea about how serious it is. And it's getting even more intensified in the past year. We expect this conflict to spread throughout the Kokang and Wa areas, but also into further north in Burma in the Kachin areas where there's actually a lot of Catholics who live and have a similar setup. There's a local ethnic minority that operates outside the control of the military regime, has a ceasefire agreement with the regime, and the regime is heavily leaning on them to lay down their arms and to join the National Army, which is something they're not going to do. It's extremely likely that this is going to spread into kind of the Catholic, areas at the same time.